Hello and welcome to the iGeeks blog show, an Apple exclusive podcast where we talk about teeny tiny, every possible information about the Apple ecosystem. I'm your host, Harshanki, a marketing nerd who likes to eat, breathe and survive on Apple content quite literally. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how Apple as an ecosystem, you know, there's always this myth around us that whether Apple is selling your data to third parties involved, or if not, whether is Apple using your data. So we're going to break down the myths for both of them and see how is Apple robbing you. Okay, that's not the right question. Let me rephrase it. Whether is Apple robbing you of your privacy or not? And whether is Apple trying to sell your data or not? Let's simplify it for everyone of you out there, because the next time I want you to be extremely careful and understand the privacy settings that you pick in your iPhone or Mac or any of the Apple devices. But before that, don't forget to connect with us on our social media handles. We're available across Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter as iGeeks Blog. And if you want to connect with me, you can just hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. Okay, so proceeding further towards today's content. Did you know it is an established fact out there that Apple and Google have a partnership so that you can have Google as your default search engine on your iPhone? Okay, now you might wonder, what is the reason behind this? Because, I mean, 95% of the population out there uses Google, right? So even if Apple is not providing it as a default search engine, chances are you're going to switch to Google as your default search engine and make the amends, right? Make the changes. However, Apple is profiting from this thought, and mind you, it is not a cheap deal. Until 2015, Apple was charging $10 billion to Google annually so that it can establish Google as the default search engine there. I know what you're wondering. You must be wondering that this is free money for Apple, right? Well, technically, yeah, it is free money for Apple, but as we move further towards the episode, I'm going to tell you why is this important for both the parties involved and how are they benefiting from it. Not just that, which party is actually making the most benefits or is earning the most out of this particular deal. But hey, $10 billion was just till the year 2015, and they have had increments at regular intervals to change the deal. So today, what the situation is that they increased another $5 billion in the year 2021, and they are talking in talking terms of adding another $3 billion to that annual charge, which means Google will be paying Apple $18 billion just to be there as the default search engine. Like, think about it rationally, okay? It's not just paying $18 billion to be your default search engine. I mean, this is not some kind of flex we're talking about. Of course, Google is making at least 10 times the money it is paying to Apple, right? Only then would it agree to pay such a hefty price. But before we proceed further towards the Google side, here are the benefits that Apple is getting. Apple literally has to do nothing. I mean, there's no additional technology involved, nothing, no invention of sorts, nothing out of the blue, right, to make this happen. So this is free money for Apple. In return, what they are doing is they're promising Google to, okay, this may hurt a little, okay, but they are actually letting Google see your data. Now, before this statement is misconstrued or gets into any sort of controversy, this is what happens. Mid of 2021 last year, Apple came up with this ATT technology, that is App Tracking Transparency Policy. Now, that gives you the permission to see what kind of ads do you want to see, whether you want the data to be captured by that particular app, and if yes, then what to what extent do you want it? So there's a transparency involved there, right? Third-party apps just cannot screw you for your data. And this policy was a major setback for all the marketers out there, because no one is going to willingly say yes to see the ads. I mean, you gotta be super drunk or super bored to agree to that and have personalized ads delivered to your social media apps, right? So this policy took the world by storm, okay? And that is how it cut down revenue stream. Apple literally cut down revenue streams for all the third party involves. They are, when you talk about marketing as an industry, there was a dedicated industry that was getting data from such preferences and likes and then selling the products to them. So Apple has stopped doing it, which means, okay, wait, I'll just explain it with the help of an example, right? For instance, you consider yourself a foodie and you're a burger fan, okay? So now you have listed yourself as a foodie on the social media app, or those are the kind of pages that you're following and liking, okay? And I have a burger joint, say I own McDonald's, right? I wouldn't be able to see who is seeing my ads. So I would know that there are foodies out there and I can show my ad to them. But I wouldn't be able to see that, okay, say Mr. X is a foodie and he's going to come and buy it from me. So what is happening is that you are seeing my ads. So if you want to eat my burger, you're going to click on it and then, you know, make the purchase and order your burger or whatever. But I don't have any other way apart from running those ads through Apple or Google or the social media involved in it to get the sale through advertisements. I don't have the data that Mr. X actually is eating my burgers. I know a foodie out there is eating my burger. I don't know Mr. X is eating my burger. So I can't send you personalized coupons or I can't directly get in touch with you in any way possible. But does this mean Apple is not checking your data? Hell no, my friends. Apple has every information about your data. If you don't believe me, you can go to privacy policies on Apple or just open your iPhone and check it. You know what? My editor is really going to get mad at me because I just disturbed the mic. Anyway, so you can just go to privacy policy and maybe check it through your iPhones and see that Apple monitors each and every step. It checks everything. It has the data stored with itself. But it is protecting the data within itself because then it is showing you display ads and it is showing you things of your interest and benefits. There's something wrong with my accessories to them. You know what this means? This means that, see, Apple is only allowed to show you advertisements in Apple News, App Store, and one place else if I'm not missing. Yeah, so these are the places that Apple can show you ads, right? So what Apple does is Apple tries to gather data from your individual interest and hobbies and stuff like that, and then it would showcase you only those things that you are really interested in. So for instance, if I'm a marketer and I'm a podcaster, so those are the kind of apps that I'm looking for. I'm looking for a lot of project management apps. I'm looking for a lot of apps to, you know, organize and structure my data real quick and monitor everything. A lot of client work out there. So Apple, whenever I open the App Store, those are the kind of data I'm going to see. Those are the kind of applications I'm going to see. And some of them turn out to be so good that I'll end up buying them. So this is how Apple is using its monopoly so that only they can earn from the advertisements. Whereas the third parties, users have the permission to either say yes or no to seeing ads. And most of us have said no to seeing ads, right? So we're not earning from them. But now you might be wondering, okay, this is Apple's side, right? I mean, we all know, or to an extent understand, that Apple is showing us ads and like, okay, this is how, even if not directly ads, it is showing us applications and then in-app purchases and then earning through the commissions. It is making a lot of money either way. But then what is this $18 billion deal with Google, right? How is Google benefiting from it? Oh my God, this is so going to blow your mind because, how do I say this nicely? I'm going to have to find a very diplomat way to put it out there, a very unbiased point of view to put it out there, because this is going to blow your mind. Okay, hear me out. Apple doesn't store your data. It analyzes your data and uses it for own personal needs, right? If you don't want it, it won't show it to you. But that doesn't mean it's not capturing your data. Similarly, Google does the same. Every search that you make, every cookie that you accept through Google, everything, basically anything and everything that you're searching from Google, no? Google is tracking that data. And after tracking that data, it is showing you display ads or any sort of ads of your liking so that you end up making a freaking purchase. So Apple is not selling your data. Let's clear the air here for a moment. Apple is not selling your data. It is giving Google permission to access whatever searches you are doing on that particular search engine. Boy, isn't this a web? It is, right? Because the more you try to protect your privacy, the deeper you get into the loop, and there is no going away from that. A lot of people out there have claimed, in fact, I also to an extent believe in it, that Apple is going to have its own universe in the future where everything that you're doing is benefiting Apple in one way or the other. That's the power Apple wants on us. And you know how this has changed? I remember this quote by Steve Jobs. Okay, when Steve was getting his autobiography written from Walter Isaacson, he said this to Walter that, I just want Android technology to go on the whole because it is a stolen product. Can you believe that? He said it. Okay? He literally said that. But nevertheless, when Steve Jobs was active as a CEO, and you know, that time of the era, Apple was more focused into coming up with innovative products, and maybe services were not paid that big amount of attention. However, when Tim Cook came, he has made Apple the most profitable that it has ever been since the inception. He has done things that no one has done for Apple as a company, and it has just changed the financial structure of Apple, right? I mean, it's a trillion. This Cupertino giant is a freaking $3 trillion business. How big is that? How crazy is that? How enormous is that? That is a big number right there, you know? So the reason Tim Cook was able to establish that because he started focusing on services and collaborations and partnering up and only keeping things to himself. So when you talk about the data, they have all the data. This is a silver lining of privacy, data, and Apple, okay? They have all your data. They're studying your data. They're analyzing your data. They're not just giving access to third parties involved. They don't give direct information to the third parties involved. That's the only thing that they are doing on the name of privacy and protecting your data. But it does not mean, I'm going to emphasize on this again, it just does not mean that they are not going through your data. Now, if you are a true Apple fan, no, you must remember this time when Apple wanted to come up with a technology that if you have child pornography stored in your iPhone, it is going to report it, delete it, or maybe access it in some way, right? However, it contradicts to their very own saying that what happens in an iPhone stays in an iPhone. Like, if you don't want to sell the data, or if you don't want to access our data, then how on earth would you be going through our photos and seeing if there is child pornography there? There are not just extremes, right? I mean, if a company is going through your photos to check whether there is child pornography involved, they're checking 50 other things too. And that is how retargeting works, right? So this is a very sly and a genius marketing move, okay? However, there are still debates about that, and the technology hasn't come into existence. When you talk, I mean, this is Apple we're talking about. It. Apple has freaking fought with law, like with courts out there, because it didn't want to interfere with privacy of the attacks that went down. You know, the iPhones were discovered in that particular incident. You know which incident I'm talking about. So they have been this out and about on the company's privacy and protecting individual data and privacy. But this is what goes down at the end. And may I tell you, and this is not just me, okay? A lot of leading publications, Inc., Business Insider, Forbes, Mac Rumors, 9to5 Mac, Bloomberg, everyone has agreed to this, that Apple actually makes money off the display ads that Google shows you. Do you understand it? It's quite simple. It's quite simple. It's nothing complicated. Google pays Apple $18 billion annually to be the default browser. Now, everything that you're searching on Google stays with Google. It is monitoring the data. However, just like Apple, Google also has these data changes where if you don't want the third parties to see your data, they won't have access to it. But does that mean Google doesn't have access to it? No, right? It does. And based on your searches and stuff, it is going to show you display ads. Now, of course, if you click through a display ad and if you're making a purchase through it, Google is earning money. But Google is also paying Apple. So Apple is earning money. And based on the quarterly revenues that these companies have generated, I don't think Google minds paying another couple billion dollars because the result that they are getting is freaking amazing. Forget all the products. Okay, forget every product on the earth. And for once, think about how expensive are Apple accessories. Now, if you own any goddamn Apple product, you own an iPhone or you own a MacBook or any stuff of that sort, of course, you're going to want to buy accessories at some point of time, right? So you're going to Google about it. Now, the reason I'm explaining is this because even when you talk about a small product like an accessory, the commissions for these ads are high. And now I realize I'm going into extremely technical terms, which is beyond the scope of this podcast. But if you run Google ads or if you're an ad specialist, you probably understand what I'm talking about. Because see, every product that you're trying to sell, you have to bid on certain keywords. And once you match up to the market price of that particular keyword, only then your ad will be displayed. Now, every time your ad is displayed, depending upon whatever you select, every time either you would be charged when your ad is displayed or you'd be charged when someone is clicking through your funnel. And then there are a lot of barriers like this, like a lot of parameters, okay? But certain products are so high in demand that for every one, every single time that the ad is displayed, it has a pretty high price to pay. So say, for instance, I'm selling a Hermes skin, right? Like we had the Hermes cases for AirPods Max announced last year, right? That is a brand, right? That is a high-end brand. The search volume for that particular keyword is also going to be high. And the audience trying to look, every person out there cannot afford a Hermes case, right? It is targeting a certain category of society. So for keywords like this, there may be 10 sellers out there selling that case or reselling that case, whatever. The price for that particular keyword is going to be so high, and you have to pay that if you want the customer to make a purchase from you, which Google is earning, and then Apple is earning through them. This also makes me wonder, just like Amazon started its own search engine, just like Google has their own way of showing advertisements, Apple also showcases advertisements to you in news and app store and stuff like that. But chances are, not now, in the near future, not even in the near future for that matter, maybe decades from now, they have their own social web. I'm not going to use the word network, I'm going to use the word web, developed in the back end, and then they just blast it upon us and take us best off. Is that a possibility you think it's true? Let me know. Connect with me on Instagram and please share what are your views on this. Nevertheless, there is a difference between how the world, like how Facebook and Google are using your data versus how Apple is using your data. Provided there is more transparency when Apple is using your data and you can read everything. But if you have a side-by-side comparison of what data Google is seeing and what data Apple is seeing, you wouldn't see any difference. There is literally no difference. It's the way they are using it is a little different. And there are a lot of technicalities involved in it. But I'm sure the episode today helped you get a gist of it and helped you understand how and what way Apple is using your data and how can you protect yourself against it. There's a way to disable the personalized ads, right? Now, I'm not going to spoon feed you everything, am I? If you want to know how to disable your personalized ads on your iPhone, you have to check out our app and you'll find everything there. I've added the link in the description, so don't forget to check it out. But I hope this has given you some clarity on how the advertisement world works when it comes to giants like Apple and Google, and how is Apple taking care of your data. Well, that's all for today's episode. I hope you had a great time. I'm going to see you next week with more exciting content, more information, probably some rumor. March is here, so probably some exciting rumors about the March event and whatnot. Till then, don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels, and please do connect with me on Instagram. I'm available as Hashanki with an extra I. We're going to have some interesting conversations there. All right, that's it from my end. This is Hashanki signing off. Stay safe, stay connected, take good care of yourself, and I'll see you guys next week.